Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Did you see Chuck Schumer's reaction to Trump's latest EU tariff deal? Well, let me put it plainly. Washington hasn't seen a meltdown this spectacular in years. While the media claims Trump's America First approach would spark an economic disaster, the numbers and the panic from the left tell a very different story. Make sure to stick me to the very end of this video because what's unfolding right now could redefine the 2026 midterms, leaving the Democrats completely in the dust. You're going to love this. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the political left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age. If you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Now, as the great Rush Limbaugh used to say, great news for America is always a bad day for the Democrats, a bad day for the party of victimhood, the party of unfairness, injustice, inequalities. As I'm sure you all know, the story that's sending shockwaves through D.C. is President Trump's massive trade agreement with the European Union. Over the weekend, Trump clinched a headline-making deal. The EU agreed to buy $750 billion in American energy over 3 years and invest an extra $600 billion in the United States as a whole. They've agreed to remove all tariffs on U.S. goods and open up their continent of 450 million people to U.S. markets. All the while, the U.S. will impose 15% tariffs on all European goods. It's a deal that represents literally tens of trillions of dollars pouring into the U.S. economy. It's the very definition of the golden age. And Chuck Schumer? Well, he lost it on the Senate floor.
Over the weekend, Donald Trump announced a new trade deal with the European Union. It will result in a $90 billion per year tax hike on American families. When you raise tariffs, the American families pay for it. $90 billion tax on American families in this tariff deal with the European Union. Donald Trump is, as usual, trying to hype up, exaggerate, and lie about his Donald Trump always lies, almost always lies about his accomplishments, and this is no exception.
So according to Upchuck, this massive trade agreement was, quote, fake. He went on to scoff that it's not even legally binding. And he claimed that this fake deal was going to raise taxes on the American people. The deal is fake, but the taxes are real. It was going to raise taxes on the American people to the tune of $90 billion. Where he gets that number, no one. I mean, he pulls it literally out from where the sun don't shine. Up Chuck Schumer and every single Democrat, please keep in mind, just voted to institute the single largest tax hike in American history a few short weeks ago. But now Chuck Schumer is worried about a tax hike, which he even admits is a mythical one. He explained it's based on the notion that tariffs equal taxes. Tariffs are synonymous with taxes. Tariffs always result in higher prices for the American consumer, no exceptions whatsoever, which, of course, is blatantly untrue. Trump's tariffs over these last 6 months have not resulted in the higher prices for American consumers that economic illiterates like Chuck Schumer were predicting. And that's because, as Trump knew they would, retailers absorbed the extra costs to avoid losing business. Supply chain shifted to alternative suppliers outside tariffed countries, and many importers stockpiled goods before tariffs took effect, buffering immediate price impacts. And so as a result, overall consumer prices only rose by a modest 1.7% in the short term. You want to compare that to Biden's four bleak years? 1.7%. And the United States economy avoided any inflation that the Fed, being addicted to globalist policies, were warning about. Now, in fact, we're seeing Democrats, even the likes of none other than Bill Maher, openly admitting that he was wrong about Trump's tariffs. He just said in one of his podcasts that he expected Trump's policies, you know, to sink the economy by the summer of 2025. And he admitted that didn't happen. He bluntly said, I got to own it. These tariffs did not tank the economy like I predicted they would. That's just a fact. So Upchuck's got to get with the program here. Even his fellow Libbies are admitting there is no inherent contradiction between tariffs and higher prices for consumers. So ironically, it's Chuck Schumer who's the one lying here. And I think we all know why he's really having a meltdown on the Senate floor over this trade agreement. And that is the best news of them all. But first, you know, we're not just fighting an information war. There's another war that's happening that many of us don't know about. And it's happening in our guts. There's a battle between good and bad bacteria going on inside you right now that can determine the health for the whole of your body. And here is how you are going to win that battle. Kimchi One from Brightcore Nutrition is the fermented superfood your body needs to arm the good guys with the right weapons to defeat the bad actors once and for all. All health starts in the gut, so putting the right fermented superfood in your gut improves every aspect of your health, your heart, your brain, even the quality of your skin, the growth of your hair. Containing over 900 strains of beneficial bacteria in each capsule, Kimchi One supports healthy digestion, fortifies your immune system, and helps detoxify your body. Kimchi has also been shown to reduce risk of obesity and promote smaller waistlines by curbing appetite and naturally boosting your metabolism. Kimchi One is all natural, non-GMO, dairy-free, gluten-free, and 100% made right here in the USA. Today, you can get an exclusive offer by clicking the link below. Just use code TURLY for 25% off your entire order, or for an even better deal, call my friends at Brightcore for up to 50% off your order and free shipping. Give them a call right now at 888-597-0233. That's 888-597-0233. So let's break down why Schumer's little meltdown there isn't just performance. It's actually abject fear. It's projected panic. The latest Wall Street Journal poll and the CNN polling shows Democrats at a 35-year low in favorability, with 63% of Americans holding an unfavorable view of the Democrat Party. You heard that right, 63%. That is a staggering political collapse. Only 33% say they view the Democrats favorably, while Trump and the Republican Party poll significantly higher, even while media narratives repeat that Trump is underwater. Yeah, right. On issues from the economy, tariffs, to foreign policy, voters trust Republicans over Democrats by double-digit margins. What changed? Well, this weekend, Americans are seeing tangible results. They're seeing a president brokering deals, making ceasefires overseas, and talking tough with the world's largest economies. Meanwhile, Democrats are mired in messaging chaos, culture war distractions, and internal bickering. According to pollsters, even Democrat strategists, the party's brand is so bad that they don't have the credibility to even remotely effectively criticize President Trump or the Republican Party. Trump's achievements, from peace deals in Southeast Asia to trade wins with Europe and Japan, have left the left's old accusations in the dust. Schumer and Democratic leaders are now reduced to pure fear-mongering, warning of mythical tax hikes while failing to offer proactive solutions or real leadership to actually make our lives better. Meanwhile, you've even, in the process, you have pop culture flare-ups like the outrage over Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle ad, which we talked about last night. It only reinforces the Democrat priorities are completely out of sync with everyday voters. The left obsesses over so-called racist dog whistles and supposed white supremacy, all the while real economic wins are being delivered at home and abroad. Here, I believe, is your big takeaway from all of this. When Trump promised to play hardball with global powers, critics called him reckless. But America, as a result, is getting deals, not disaster. The opposition's panic isn't just theater. It's a sign that conservative victories are resonating with ordinary voters. Republicans are leaving the Democrats increasingly in the dust. For example, take a look at the latest voter registration stats coming out of the key swing state of the Keystone State, Pennsylvania. Look at all that red. The Republicans just netted a plus 9,000 registered voters over Democrats in the last few weeks. The active Democrat voter lead in Pennsylvania has whittled down to just 58,000. It was nearly a million back in 2016. But that's the pattern we're seeing quite literally everywhere. Republicans are consistently out-registering Democrats literally everywhere. And the key significance of that is that voter registration trends are the key predictive indicator for how people will vote in the next election. That's what we saw in 2024, and it's exactly what we are seeing for 2026. Voters are seeing real results with Trump and the GOP, and they're seeing nothing more than meltdowns and tantrums from Upchuck Schumer and the Democrats, and they're clearly going with the results.
Hey everyone, Dr. Steve here. If you've read my new book, America Awakened, you already know something powerful is happening across our nation. We're watching a historic reawakening of faith, family, and freedom, and it's just getting started. But the book was just the beginning. So that's why I'm inviting you to a brand new one-time America Awakened Masterclass, where I'll go even deeper into what's really happening right now and give you the tools to not just understand it, but thrive in it. In this powerful live masterclass, you'll learn how to build wealth in the rising patriot economy. You'll learn how to protect your family in a world full of chaos. You'll learn how to find real alternatives in education, media, and more. And you're going to take practical steps to restore truth in your own backyard. I'll be teaching live. You'll have the chance to interact with me directly, but seats are limited and registration isn't open yet. So all you have to do is click below and register for early access to be the first to know when doors open. This is your time. This is America's time. This is America Awakened. Can't wait to see you there.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.